Welcome to Pulp and Paper Radio International, the first place to hear the latest in worldwide pulp and paper news. We're coming to you from Duluth, Georgia, in the United States.
Welcome to Wireside Chat, Pulp and Paper Radio International's monthly show offering insights into the pulp and paper industry worldwide. I am Helen Rausch, Executive Vice President of Paprietello Publications, and I am joined by Steve Rausch and Jim Thompson. This month, we will be discussing the growing offshore interest in the U.S. pulp and paper assets. Steve, give us a rundown on this trend.
Thanks, Helen. The current trend goes back to 2018, when MD Paper appeared on the scene and bought several mills, some seemingly ready for the wreckers' ball. These included Old Town in Rumford, Maine, as well as Byron, Wisconsin. This was followed by the offshore acquisition of the mill in Wickliffe, Kentucky, and that was renamed the Phoenix Mill. Sika of Spain has opened their first corrugated box plant in the United States. Just this past fall, Paper Excellence acquired all of Domtar and took it private under the Paper Excellence umbrella. These mills all have Far Eastern parent companies. Then, just recently, BillerudKorsnäs of Sweden announced plans to acquire all of the remaining assets of Verso Corporation. Along the way, there have been several announcements, like the recent one in Chesapeake, Virginia, to build sophisticated recycling facilities with a product destination in China.
Jim, is there any overarching message from all of this activity?
Simplistically, I think it says U.S. assets, fiber sources, markets, regulatory environments, and human resources possess a certain attractiveness when these offshore companies look at the United States.
Thanks, Jim. And we'll be back after this message to dissect this further.
It sounded smart to roll the steam system into your new machine package. Seemed like it was almost free. One vendor, one source of responsibility. Seemed to make a lot of sense. But that was 3 years ago. And now finding a specialist at that vendor to optimize your steam system is like trying to pick the winner in a lottery. Call one number, 770-447-1400, to be assured your call is answered by someone who knows steam systems. We don't care who made it or how long ago. We can fix it, optimize it. We can take care of your needs. Don't worry about your steam system. Call Fulton Systems at 770-447-1400.
And we're back. Steve, Jim mentioned a number of attractive features. Do you have any comments?
Chairman of Visy and Pratt Industries recently said on LinkedIn, Australians and Americans are among the most productive in the world. Mr. Pratt, fully engaged in the corrugated business in Australia and the United States, knows what he's talking about. His company has been steadily investing in North America for nearly 40 years and has grown their business here from nothing to a significant player. One would not do that in a dormant environment.
What else, Jim?
Recycling is firmly entrenched here. It is in Europe and Japan, too, but they do not have the volumes we have here. What we laughingly called the urban forest in the late 1980s has become a vibrant fiber source.
As plastics fall out of fashion and consumers look from sustainable and recyclable sources for packaging, this U.S. juggernaut of fiber becomes ever more valuable. BillerudKorsnäs stated up front that their intent in acquiring Verso Corporation is to convert the assets to high-grade packaging.
And the financial analysts are taking them at their word. Right after the BillerudKorsnäs announcements, Graphic Packaging and Clearwater, large and minor players in the paperboard packaging sector respectively, were targeted as having potentially difficult time with this new player on shore. Yes, in general, the United States is suddenly looking attractive for many reasons.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks, Steve. Paprietello will continue to report news in this area as it happens. Wireside Chat is a production of Pulp and Paper Radio International. Copyright 2022. All rights reserved.
Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are globalpapermoney.com and nipimpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its 10th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2022, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.